A businessman from New York City went down to Alabama during the Christmas season and went into a bar one night and noticed that, believe it or not, behind the bar was a nativity scene with all the figures, the baby Jesus, Saint Joseph, the Blessed Mother, the shepherds. But then he noticed something very strange. The three wise men were all dressed up as firemen. They had helmets, axes, and all the gear. And so the businessman said, "Why are they dressed up like firemen?" The bartender from Alabama with his thick southern drawl said, "Because the Holy Bible says the wise men came from afar." Today is the feast day of the Epiphany, the manifestation. The word Epiphany is a Greek word that means a revelation. And today, God's salvation in Christ is revealed to the nations. And that's what the wise men represent. The three kings, they represent the nations, the Gentiles, coming and adoring the one true God, Jesus Christ. We know that last week at Christmas, the shepherds represented the chosen people of Israel, the Jewish people. And they, when they came to adore Christ, reminds us how salvation is offered to the Jews. Today we know salvation is offered to the Gentiles in this beautiful feast day of the Epiphany of the wise men. Now there's a song that I'm sure that the choir will be singing today. We sing it every year, called "We Three Kings." If you've ever looked at the words of that song, it contains such good theology, such good insight about who Jesus is, his mission. And let me just walk you through these 25 verses. Now, there's only five verses. But it says, "We three kings of Orient are." So we know that the wise men came from the Orient, from the east, most likely Persia. Perhaps about 1,000 miles would have taken them maybe 3 to 6 months of arduous journey to arrive in Bethlehem. Not, of course, with just the three wise men, because men with those kinds of treasures would never travel alone. They would have come with a large caravan. They would have come with, as the Old Testament prophesied, with caravans of camels and dromedaries. And, of course, they would have had guards and soldiers with them. Perhaps 50, 100 people would have traveled with them to Jerusalem. But the tradition is that there were three kings. Now, of course, the word king is really not the best translation. The word, of course, is magi. You get the word magic from that word. The magi were philosophers, astrologers, astronomers, studiers of world religions, practitioners of the dark arts. They were those who were seeking and would follow the stars, and when they saw a particularly bright star, it indicated to them that a newborn king was born. Somehow, they figured it was a newborn king of the Jews, so they traveled to the capital, to Jerusalem, and they showed up and said, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews?" Because their star had indicated that a new king was born. Now, the tradition is that these three wise men, or the three magi, were known as Balthazar, Melchior, and Caspar, the names. And if any of you have been to Cologne, Germany, there's a magnificent cathedral. It's taken 600 years to complete that cathedral. In it is the relics of the wise men. I had the privilege of going there not long ago and venerating the holy relics. They're in a large gold reliquary, which is about 10 times the size of that tabernacle. And again, this beautiful cathedral was built also to especially house the relics of these wise men. Now, true story, in my last parish there was a fella, his last name was Balthazar. Believe it or not, his mom and dad named him Melchior Caspar Balthazar. And he's a very devout Catholic. You have to be with a name like that. But these are the traditional names of the wise men, these magi, who come and present the new King of Kings with these gifts. And it says, "Bearing gifts, we travel so far," as I mentioned, 3 to 6 months of arduous journey over field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. What was the star that they saw? We don't know for sure. Some scholars think it was the conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn in about 4 BC, which would be about the right time for the birth of Christ. And Others, like Saint Jerome, believe it was an angel of light. Because when they went from Jerusalem to Bethlehem, this star came right over the house where Joseph and Mary and the Christ child were. So again, St. Jerome believes it was an angel of light leading them. And then, of course, the wise men bring the three gifts. And notice the next three verses of the song indicate why each particular gift was given. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all shall reign. So the first gift is the gift of gold. Gold was an appropriate gift for a king. The angel Gabriel told Mary that her child would have the throne of David his father, and his kingdom will be without end. So Christ is king. Mary, of course, the mother would be a queen. And she gave birth in Bethlehem to fulfill the Old Testament prophecy in Micah chapter 5. The Messiah had to be born in the city of David, in Bethlehem. It's appropriate the word Bethlehem means the house of bread, because Jesus, the bread of life, will feed the whole world with the Eucharist. So Bethlehem, the house of bread, where Jesus, the bread of life, would be born. And he would be given gold. They would lay gold at his feet to crown him as king. The next king, the next magi, brought frankincense. Frankincense to offer have I. What is frankincense? I remember one of the kids on the CCD test was asked, what were the gifts? He said, gold, Frankenstein, and myrrh. Frankincense is a sweet-smelling incense taken from the resin and gum of particular very rare trees, and it was used in the Temple of Jerusalem, and the incense represents prayers drifting up to heaven. That's why we use incense at Mass sometimes or at funerals, because the incense that drifts up represents our prayers that drift up to heaven. So this is very valuable, frankincense. To offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh, which means that incense is given to God. So Jesus Christ not only is king, but he is God. He is Lord. Prayers and praising, gladly raising, worship him, God on high. And then the third gift is myrrh. Myrrh, again, was taken from, it's a special perfumed oil. Myrrh was used for embalming. It was used for preparing bodies for burial. Myrrh represents the humanity of Christ, that he came to die for our sins, that he is the Redeemer. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone-cold tomb. So this gift represents the humanity of Christ, that he came to die for the nations, that he came to die for us. So each of those gifts, gold for a king, frankincense for the Lord, the divinity of Christ, and myrrh for his humanity, that he is truly the Redeemer. And this perfume indicates that the Lord would die for us. Perhaps the Blessed Mother saved some of this when she buried the Lord 33 years later. She could have also probably used it for Saint Joseph when he died when Christ was a teenager. And then the last verse, glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Again, the three gifts represent the King, God, and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, sounds through the earth and skies. So, of course, when we hear these beautiful words, we think of the first Christmas. But, of course, every time we come to Mass, we realize that really every Mass is Christ's Mass. That's the word Christmas comes from, Christ and Mass. Christmas is Christ's Mass. So we come every Sunday, every Holy Day, and we offer him not gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but we offer him the gold of our love, the frankincense of our prayers, and the myrrh of our mortifications and sacrifices. Those are the gifts that we bring every time we come to Mass. Our love, our prayers, our sacrifices. And we, of course, another way of saying this is we give the Lord our whole body, mind, and soul, our time, our talent, our treasure. And we come to the Lord, we offer Him our time, we give our time to the Lord, we give our talents to the Lord in serving Him, we give some of our treasure to the Lord and to the poor. And these are the gifts that we offer every time we come to Christ Mass every single Sunday. And then it says, O star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.